The Minister of Education, Betty Moldi Idrisu, says though there are some teaching and infrastructure challenges in the senior high school system, government has taken a decision to maintain the three-year system. Mrs. Moldi Idrisu was speaking on a unique breakfast show in Accra this morning. So the teaching and infrastructure problems are being addressed to improve the quality of education at the senior high level.
This government has taken a decision that we will have the term of the senior high school to be 3 years, and we are standing by that decision. So we welcome calls from people, from stakeholders, from all those concerned on giving us ways and strategies as to how we can more effectively implement the three-year system. There are issues to do with curriculum. There are issues to do with school management. There are issues to do with teacher absenteeism, contact hours, and so on. And we are looking at interventions on how to manage those and also how to actually close the gap between the problems persisting in the senior high school situated in underserved and rural communities and less endowed schools. So we welcome all stakeholders' concerns, but they must be in a positive direction aimed at towards enriching the debate, letting us move forward appropriately. Well, there was a very wide-ranging debate, if you remember, a couple of years ago when we came into office. And we also looked at best practice, I think, across West Africa, really. I think Ghana is the only country which had the four-year system. In a huge country like Nigeria, they have the three-year system. You need to be able to focus the curriculum. You need to be able to ensure that the children are getting a broad, all-round education. Of course, if you leave children in school an extra year doing the same curriculum, they'll do better.
She stressed the need to ensure that the system works because there is a lot of lapses in the sector which needs to be addressed.
That is not the issue. The issue is best practice. The issue is ensuring that the system works. The system has a lot of lapses. There are a lot of inequities which we need to redress. Having a four-year system only enables more laxity in the system, if you ask me. I have toured many schools now, and I have seen the problems, and I believe that we are firmly on track. We will see the results, maybe not this year or next year or the year after, but the results of tightening up the system, of putting money where there are lapses in the system, of ensuring that we have good teachers, of ensuring that the heads manage the schools. Management has not been one of our noted strengths in Ghana, and this, especially in schools. You know, the tendency was just to appoint the most senior person to be head of the school without managing. In a senior high school, for example, which has an average population of 2,000 children, it's a village. You need to be able to manage, you know, the school, the administration, the finances, and the teachers. Ghana has one of the lowest records in terms of contact hours of teachers to pupils. And when you think of the money that we pour into education, whilst ironically we have one of the highest budget expenditures in education in Africa, in sub-Saharan Africa. So there's something going wrong there. I'm sure everybody would agree with me. And the system needs to be checked. If you give somebody 4 years to do three-year working, they will by all means perform better. It is a question of the curriculum. It's a question of managing the curriculum, managing the teachers. The teachers are not the problem, but the management of schools, administration of schools, holding people accountable. That is the issue. We have tailored the curriculum now for 3 years. It will take time for both the teachers and the pupils to adjust to that. If this is happening all over West Africa, why in Ghana, why have we singled ourselves out to say that our children did better under the four-year system? I mean, why? We should ask ourselves what has happened. and correct the systemic problems that we are facing. We don't want to face up to them. The problems we have in the educational system are difficult to manage, and they are about human and interpersonal relationships, about strength in management. This is what we don't want to face up to, and it's going to take a determined and courageous government to do that.
Minister of Education, Betty Mould Idrisu.